What's up, everyone? Dustrom here, sitting down with Aaron Greenberg from Xbox, here to talk a little bit about some of the new features and hardware that you announced this week at E3. Lots of exciting stuff.
It is. It's great to sit down with you, Dustin. It's the first time. A big fan of what you guys have been doing over the years, and excited to finally be on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We had Major Nelson on way back when we first started, I think episode 8 or 9 of the podcast. And I don't know if we've actually had someone officially from the Xbox team on since then.
So was that like, because you guys were around in Halo 3 days?
Halo 2 days.
Halo 2 days. Okay,
back
good.
Back in 2005.
Good. Okay, got it. Okay, so
that was kind of the advent of podcasting too.
Yeah, totally. Very, yeah, that's impressive. No, it's incredible what you guys have done over the years. And yeah, it's an honor to sit down with you guys and talk about what's new.
Yeah, so lots of cool stuff. We got some new hardware to talk about. We got some new service backend stuff to talk about as well, with some more stuff, I'm sure, coming down the road here pretty soon after E3.
Yes.
After all the little hype gets kind of died down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in at one show, but you're right. We announced the Xbox One S, which is the new slimmer Xbox One. It's 40% smaller. It supports 4K video streaming. It supports 4K Blu-ray. And also HDR gaming as well for games that will support HDR. And we have that priced at $299 for the 500 gig, and then we have a 1 terabyte for $349 and a 2 terabyte for $399. The 2 terabyte being an increased storage that we've added to the lineup.
So one of the things that I personally would like to see is we're going to get a black version of the Slim at any point down the road.
Well, we started black. We're kind of going from dark to light. We wanted to have some contrast. So right now we're making the Xbox One S in white. The idea there is to have a new, sleeker, slimmer look. We went with a new wardrobe, if you will.
Fair enough.
So we're liking the white right now, but we'd love to hear people's feedback if they have other ideas on color. But for right now, the console is white. With that said, we do have a new way for you to customize your own controller with Xbox Design Lab. You can actually change almost anything on the controller. Bumpers, D-pad, the buttons, customize over 8 million different color combinations, in fact.
Which is ridiculous to begin with.
It is pretty crazy. You can even laser engrave your gamer tag or your name on there to just make it your own.
Yeah. Now, what's some of the things with the controller that, in addition to like some of the colors that we're going to possibly see, is there going to be more colors? Is there going to be more ways to kind of like micro customize the controller down the road?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've heard from a lot of people, they wanted to be able to customize and they wanted different kind of options with their controllers. And so we built a pretty robust program now where you can just go on Xbox.com, you can go in and design your own, you can save it, you can order it. And it is the new Xbox One wireless controller that comes with the Xbox One S. So even if you're not looking to buy the new slimmer console, you can still pick up that controller and get some of the benefits of that. So we've got our own proprietary wireless will actually give you double the range. We have Bluetooth built in, so for people that want to go from Xbox One to Windows 10, the Bluetooth capability allows you to seamlessly have that from going back and forth. And then we've got some cool additional textured grips as well. The design has largely stayed the same, but we did add some improvements. So the nice thing is if you do order one of the Design Lab controllers, you'll get all those benefits too.
Nice. Now, with the Bluetooth, does that allow the controller to also connect to other Bluetooth controller-capable devices? So if I want to hook it up to my Android phone and use it via Bluetooth, play one of my games on my Android phone or an iPhone or some other device that has Bluetooth, will it enable that kind of gameplay as well?
Yeah, what it does, it has Bluetooth built in, which we know is a standard. We've focused specifically right now to make sure it works great with Windows 10. So depending on other devices, you know, you may or may not have different levels of success. You know, we'll continue to test compatibility, but right now we're sort of focused on making sure it works great with Windows 10. But you're right. I mean, I think, you know, depending on the device, you know, we've seen the Bluetooth range has a lot of different types of compatibility. So we don't want to overpromise for people that'll work with everything. But definitely it does have the Bluetooth standard built in. And, you know, right now we know it's working great on Windows.
So with the controller down the road, and I've talked to a few people already, and they want to see possibly customization as far as getting logos from their favorite games like Gears or Halo or Call of Duty or whatever. Is that something that might be added down the road as far as maybe being able to throw a logo on the controller?
I think that's a great idea. You know, we can definitely take that back to the team. I mean, that's the idea with programs like this, is we kind of roll it out. We give people tons of different options. And then we sort of get feedback from the community like that. I mean, I think obviously you guys would love to put some Halo gear on there. And we can definitely take that feedback. I think it's a great suggestion. We'll see what we can do.
And then with the Elite controller, you have the option to like swap in the D-pad and the control sticks. Is that another customizability thing we might see down the road with the controller?
Well, the Elite was, you're right, we unveiled Elite at E3 last year, and that gives you, you can switch out the thumbsticks, the D-pad, depending on what types of games you're playing. You also have the additional pedals. There's a lot in customizing all the buttons and configuring whatever loadout that you really want to have. Right now, that is continues to sell really well. But what we've done with that is we've actually introduced a new limited edition version of that for Gears. So we have a Gears of War Elite controller that was actually made with lasers. It's pretty cool to see how they made it. But it's got some cool markings, like swarm kind of claw markings on it. And it's got, you have to kind of see it up close. But that'll be coming later this year for Gears fans.
Let's switch to the service side a little bit. We announced during the press conference the Xbox Play Anywhere, which is, I think, a lot of people have been asking for a while, especially with how close Xbox One and Windows 10 work together. Basically, it's the same kernel running underneath. It's just a different UI. So what kind of compatibility with games going down the road? We know Gears is going to be cross-play between PC and Xbox. Is it going to be something where there's going to be a lot more push towards cross-play, or is there still going to be a lot of independent development with this program?
Yeah, so the idea was, I mean, we're all gamers. We play all these games, too. And what we really thought was kind of getting back to that vision that Phil Spencer outlined, which was, if we put the gamer at the center of everything we do, we make our decisions and strategies around that. We start to think about, well, gamers don't just play games in the living room on the console. They also want to play on the PC. And so with Xbox Play Anywhere, all of the new games that we showed from a first-party standpoint, you'll be able to buy them once and play them across Xbox One and Windows 10. In addition to that, a lot of the titles will be supporting cross-play. But the key functionality there is the buy once, play anywhere, and then the ability to have shared saves. So if you start in your living room in a game, you save, you pick up where you left off on your laptop or your PC at work or school, you have that compatibility, which is really nice. And the controllers work, the games work, and so that's the idea, is to be able to have your accessories and everything work in a broader ecosystem across both Xbox and Windows 10.
And for the people that have Windows phones out there, for games like Minecraft that are like on all three platforms, will Xbox Play Anywhere also kind of take that and adopt that into the program at any point down the road?
Well, what we showed with Minecraft is actually something a little bit different. What we've done is we've said, we're going to bring Xbox Live to iOS and Android, and we're doing that with Minecraft. And so what that basically means now is you can play Minecraft multiplayer from your Windows 10 PC to an iPad to an Android phone. And so this is sort of giving you, I think a sense of like, if we won't go gamer centric, Minecraft players, for example, play Minecraft on many, many different types of devices and shouldn't just only be able to play other gamers on the PC or other gamers that are on the Pocket Edition on your phone. And so really opening that up so that they can play across device. In addition to that, we also announced Realms support for Pocket Edition and for PC, so people can have their own secure server where they can create and share their own worlds. And even if you're not online at the same time, you can now share those worlds across that ecosystem as well. So you're starting to see, I think, some of the benefits and some of the things kind of coming to life that started in that vision that I think you've heard Phil talk about over the last couple of years.
So what about something like Spartan Strike or Spartan Assault, where you buy it like on Windows Phone and then you have it you buy it on Xbox, and then the Xbox and Windows 10 have always been kind of crossed there, but we haven't seen the Windows Phone really get integrated. So is that something that might get included in the Xbox Play Anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, right now, what we've done, you're right, with Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault, we've done things like we've had Xbox Live integration of those, as those were built as more mobile touch specific games. But really, the focus for right now is about AAA games. And so being able to take the AAA games today that you play on the console, we know those games also can run on Windows 10 PCs. So that's where we're kind of focusing the effort. And that's where the biggest customer benefit is, hey, I want to play Gears, or I want to play Forza, or I want to play Halo Wars, and I want to start on my console, you know, pick up where I left off on the PC or vice versa. And giving customers the ability to do that without having to buy the game again, having their shared saves already work, having the accessories be compatible, you know, access to their friends list, et cetera. I mean, that's the key idea there. And so today we know, you know, for those big AAA games, the processing power of the console and the PC do support it. You know, the mobile devices largely don't have the same level of processing power to support those size of AAA games.
As far as some of the service stuff between Xbox and Windows, we have the Xbox app on Windows 10. So you see, you have a lot of that back and forth with your friends list and achievements, like you said before. Is there any additional stuff? We've seen some updates with the dashboard come out, like the background music is supposed to be coming out this month, along with some other features. Is there anything else down the road that we can expect kind of integrating both on both platforms?
Sure. I mean, I think what you've seen from us is we're pretty committed to continuous innovation. You know, we take pretty seriously the feedback that we get from our fans. We listen to all the feedback that is submitted. You've seen things like backward compatibility. We've completely redone the user interface. We've added, you know, a lot of new enhancements. Background music is a great example of that. You know, and we'll continue to listen and add new features on a regular basis. That's, you know, the idea that you buy a piece of hardware and it just stays the way that it is at launch is definitely not the vision that we have, you know, for Xbox One. And we're going to continue to, through software updates, make those improvements. And the nice thing is that we also have a new slimmer Xbox One S that brings some nice updates for people that may have 4K TVs or looking to get some of the benefits of 4K video or HDR gaming as well.
Now, with the Slim that's coming out, is there going to be any kind of program to maybe trade in a console, like your old console in for a slimmer one?
Yeah, a lot of our retail partners will offer trade-in programs. We'll partner with them where it makes sense. You know, we've seen that as people have been trading in Xbox 360s to get Xbox Ones. They offer a lot of great values depending on, I know you have fans probably that listen all over the world. So depending on, you know, what country they're in, it depends on the different type of retailers, and we'll work with them to help make those programs available. So people that do want to trade in can go to, you know, local retailers that support it and get value for what they have as they trade into a new Xbox One S.
Well, that's pretty much all I've got. I think it's pretty cool to see all the stuff that came out during the press briefing and then being able to see some of it on the show floor. And I have to say, I think, because I've been at E3 for 3 years, I think this is the most stations and the most variety of games that has been playable on the E3 show floor for the Xbox booth ever.
Yeah, no, you're definitely hitting on something that I think, you know, we're pretty proud of, which is over the next year, we're going to release more first party games than we ever have in the history of Xbox. And so I think the variety of games, we have new IP, like things like ReCore, we have, you know, some, you know, big sequels with things like Gears of War 4, we have Halo Wars 2, Forza Horizon 3,
And Sea of Thieves has been the popular for the show this week.
Sea of Thieves has definitely been a breakout hit of the show. We have 4-hour lines to play Sea of Thieves. So yeah, no, it's a pleasure to sit down. And I just want to say thanks to you and the whole Podtacular community, because you guys have been huge fans of Halo since the very beginning. And really, just really grateful for all your guys' support of both Xbox and Halo. And hopefully we have some good news for Halo fans with Halo Wars 2 coming out in February.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.